We're up to Perek Tshi'i, Chovos HaLevavos. We are pretty much at the end of what has been a multi-week, multi-chapter series in the Alei Shor on mitzvos. And aside from some general overviews, but a lot of the specific chapters until now have been on what is famously referred to as Chovos HaEvarim. And to cap it all off, Revolbi finishes the unit with a short but important piece about Chovos HaLevavos. So if you have the PDF, we're at the top of the page. It says Perek Tshi'i. It's in my version, it's page Pei Dalet, 84. So he says as follows: Mador miyuchad kovad la'atzman ha-mitzvot ha-tmidiyot. Emuna, Yira, Ava, Halicha Bedrachav, Udvekus. Interestingly, even though the title of the chapter is Chovos HaLevavos, Revolbi immediately makes the following jump. I think it's a reasonable jump, but it's worth noting that he jumped, which is not just focusing on the fact that these are interior slash emotional slash belief-oriented mitzvos, but that these mitzvos are mitzvos tzmidios. That's not the same thing as saying that they're emotional or interior. It's related, and it's cogent, but it's not the same thing. He made a jump. Right? Unlike a tefillin you put on certain part of the day, or lulav you shake this time, or davening you do at this part of the day. Those are chovos evarim. But the mitzvos that he's talking about, these interior ones, the matters of the heart, belief, fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, imitating God's ways, those are ones that are ongoing. Mitzvos elo einon rak mechaivos pulos. It's not just an individual action, a concrete action, which is sometimes yes, sometimes no. Rather, hein mechayvot et ha'adam liot nehepach li'ish acher b'mahuto. This is the most important line, I would say, in the chapter, although he'll repeat the theme towards the end. And that is the critical difference, he says, between a random mitzvah. Again, he's not belittling, and neither, God forbid, are we, quote-unquote, specific mitzvahs, keeping kosher, shaking the lulav, putting on tefillin. But the difference between those mitzvahs, he says, and what are popularly known as the Chovos HaLevavos, these interior mitzvos, faith, struggle, trust in Hashem, love of Hashem, wanting to get close to Hashem, all that inner stuff, the stuff you can't put your finger on, you can't wrap your arms around, but it's obviously very, very real. Says Revolbi, the differences are one of the critical key points is, those are not just concrete things or even things to think about or feel or believe. Those are mitzvos which are intended to transform our personality. Right? You put on tefillin. Right? But it's not the same thing as saying, in this case, I'm not just a person who believes. I am a believer. Right? It's not just that I have fear of Hashem. It's that that is the essence of who I am. The goal of these mitzvos is to transform the person. I think you've heard, in different contexts, you've probably heard me quote this in the past, but I never miss an opportunity to repeat it, is a very sharp and very succinct, but very, you know, therefore memorable turn of phrase, making this point in one of Rav Asher Weiss's Svarim. He points out that there's a difference between la'asot and lihiyot. Very powerful. Exactly. He's not making any point different than Revolbi, but it's a memorable way of putting it. There's a difference between merely doing, and then there's being. Some mitzvos are la'asot, but there are other things in life which we are intended to not just la'asot, but lihiyot. We're not intended to just give tzedakah, we're intended to be a baal tzedakah. That's the interior mitzvah. It's about who we are as a person. And that is not, you know, only at the 15th of Nisan, or only in the morning versus the night, or that is, if it's by, it's about who we are, then by definition, it's going to be hopefully always. Second paragraph. Mitzvos darais lo nitnu labali treisin bilvad. Now you might be thinking, wow, that's unbelievably dramatic. Transform myself. Have such, you know, fear of heaven. These are overwhelming, high things. This is for the rabbis. This is you know, the people in the front of the shul. They are going to have to do this. The bali treisin, the big, big guns. But the average person, I could be expected to put on tefillin, I could be expected to pay a little more for kosher meat, I could be expected to pay a lot more for Jewish education, I could be expected to do all sorts of things. But to this, maybe that's for only the big, big people. Said Rav Volbi, it's an elemental mistake. These are not just aspirational mitzvos, these are mitzvos d'oraisa. These are part of the taryag. In which case, kol yeled bar mitzvah chay b'chol tarik mitzvos. Everyone is equally obligated in these mitzvos. Ukamosha einenu yicholim lipater atzmeinu in mitzvahs tefillin. Keinenu yicholim lipter atzmeinu shum p'tur mi mitzvahs elu. Lachov shein lamalam yicholoseinu. Just like you can't, it's sometimes hard to wake up for minyan, it's sometimes hard to put on tefillin, it's sometimes hard to keep kosher, sometimes hard to keep taras hamishpacha. A lot of things that can be hard. You're not minimizing it. But just like we don't therefore say because it's hard, therefore you're exempt. So these are also hard. Yes, in a different kind of way, but they are demanding, absolutely. And yet, we're all equally obligated in those. But here he says there is a difference. This is very, very important. Ulam, mitzvahs elu doreshet aleha bahadraga. With tefillin, which is an example he gave, and since we all just took off our tefillin, it's the easiest one that comes to mind. Either you put them on or you don't put them on. You daven or you didn't daven. However, he says, when it comes to these more demanding interior mitzvos, it's not all or nothing. It's not intended to be all or nothing. Rather, it should be in steps or in stages. Bahadraga. E efshar l'kayim b'vas achas mitzvos avas Hashem madrega nela. No one can imagine, and this would be naivete or worse, to think, well, I read the first paragraph of the Alei Shor, and I read the Rambam, and I read this, and therefore, evidently, I have to become, you know, as big an Oy of Hashem, I don't know if it's Rabbi Akiva or whoever, and therefore, just like it's either all or nothing, I put on tefillin or I didn't put on tefillin, therefore it's all or nothing, either I love Hashem or I don't love Hashem. I remember in a similar vein, although it's not an identical situation, but in a similar vein, I once heard in a shiur from Rabbi Reisman, so he told over a story that the Talmud came to Rav Pam, and I might have been about Lashon Hara, or I might even about Avas Hashem, or Yiras Hashem, or something like that. Anyway, and the Talmud had said, you know, was expressing frustration, and he was looking for a little love and chizuk, who better to go for some love and chizuk than Rav Pam, about how he had been makabel on himself, you know, to never speak Lashon Hara, or some really aspirational thing. He was falling short. So you thought everything you know about Rav Pam, you know, give him a hug, you know, love him. So Rav Pam started yelling at him. He was, arrived and I was shocked. He was so harsh. He said, how dare you? What kind of Baal Gaiva are you? You think you're the Chafetz Chaim? That's a wrong Kabbalah. Bahadraga, you have to do it in stages. You're not the Chafetz, maybe one day you'll be there, I don't know. But you're not there now. So, tefillin, yes or no. Kosher, yes or no. But these kind of things, these have to be done in stages. Mi'iduch. Again, we've seen this a lot. It's very part of Rav Volbe. I assume it's his way of thinking, but definitely his way of writing. Very dialectical. He goes back and forth. On the one hand, we all have to do it. On the other hand, but you know, don't go too fast. Bahadraga, step by step. On the other hand, mi'iduch, ein afzel shel safek, ki kol achad ve'echad mi'itanu b'dor hazeh b'kochol l'hagia le'ezeh b'china u'madraga shel yiras Hashem, avas Hashem, halicha b'drachav u'dveikus. On the one hand, I'm saying it's hard, and therefore I'm saying don't try to do everything at once and take it slow, because it's very, very hard. But don't think it's too hard. I can't do it. Maybe in the Altaheim, back in the day, in Vilna, in Lodz, in the ghetto, in Volozhin, there they could do it. Says Rav Volbe, it's a matter of faith. It's an axiom. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah ledoros. And that means that it doesn't matter if you're in Volozhin, you know, in the 19th century, or you're in Chicago in the 21st century, or in Beit Shemesh, or in Los Angeles. It's accessible. Doesn't mean it's easy, but on some level it's accessible. And he says, this is circular, but sometimes the things in life are circular. HaTorah atzma ozeret lanu b'kach. Hi atzma sulam hamovil et hamalot shehi tzivta lahasigan. In other words, you have these things are part of Torah. On the one hand, you need to do them because they're part of Torah, and then the Torah itself is helping us. You have to take the first step. If you take the first step, and you have the right perspective of bahadraga, so that it has to be step by step, then it's doable. Im kasef habor yizbarach b'torasu hanitzchis mitzvos elu, if this is included in the Torah is meant for all times, os he, by definition, that indicates, yuchlu l'kayim osan ad sof kol doros, ki hari lo yivatel os achas mitoros enu l'olam. If it's in the Torah, that means it's accessible. That means it's incumbent, but also accessible on everyone at all times and in all generations. I think I've quoted in the past, the Chafetz Chaim has a famous vort when Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is, I heard it once, Baal Peh, but then I found it. I think it's in Chafetz Chaim al Torah. When Moshe is at the burning bush, you know, he says, you know, Shalna Nalecha Mial Raglecha, take off your shoes, Ki Admas Kodeshi. It's the middle of the Sinai Desert. What was holy about that place? So the Poshup shot is it's holy because there's a Gilashina there. Hashem's talking through a burning bush. That sounds pretty holy. But the Chafetz Chaim says it's on a metaphor, says on a deeper level, what Hashem was telling Moshe is, where you're standing is holy, no matter where you're standing. In other words, wherever you are in life, that's what you can do it. People, well, if I had different parents, then I would be a Talmud Chacham. If I went to a different high school, I would have been a Talmud Chacham. If I had a different background, I'd be this. No. Wherever you're standing, Admas Kodeshu. You can do it. That's where your intended mission is. So, says Rav Obi, if these things are hard, he's not minimizing it to be a Yari Hashem. He's a story. He's about this tzaddik and that tzaddik. Okay, who am I? The answer is, you can do it. On your level, step by step. Ubal nachshov ki madrega inyan rakl adam godol. Again, don't think that this idea where I reached the level, he's a bal madrega. That's that's part of our slang. So he's a bal madrega. That's the biggest tzaddik in the yeshiva, the biggest tzaddik in the shul. Says that's a misnomer. It's a mistake. Hatzara rishon shosa adam letzara tara. The very first step you take, the U-turn, in which you say, I'm now, I want to go towards the light. I'm taking one step towards the Tahara. If you are Shakua, even if you are on the opposite extreme, you're on the lowest level, Memtah Shari Tumah, but you took one step in the right direction. You just made the U-turn. Kfar hinu hashliva harishona besulam habalatayr. Ubehechra kolechan meitana omeid kfar. Ezo madrega shel hasulam. Every person is a bal madrega. Because we're all holding at some point. There's nobody who hasn't made some effort. Some have made more, some have made less, some have had more success, some have had less success. But the very fact that you're in the game means you're a Baal Madrega. It's just a question of which Madrega. But you're in the only way to lose is to quit. But as long as you're in the game, or as he says, you're on the ladder, you're part of this. And therefore, you are obligated, but you have the potential for everything. La'alos hala, to get even higher on that ladder. Now, there is a high level. That's, like the Rabbi Kiva level. Le'ov, b'chol halei, b'chol ha'nefesh, b'chol ha'rechosh, b'chol midah v'midah, shu yisbar, right? All those things that we darshan from the Pasuk in Kriya Shema. Right? Okay, there's the higher, super duper higher level of ahava. Not everyone's going to be on that, certainly not right away. But that's a distinction of degree, not of kind. You're Avas Hashem, and I don't know, you pick your favorite tzaddik. I don't know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's, it's the same kind. There's a difference of degree. He might have had more. But you're on the same sulam as him. He was a Baal Madrega, and you're a Baal Madrega. Just different Madregas. Okay. But it's possible. You're in the game. Second half of the piece. Mitzvah Chet. This is a quote from the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. He should tzivanu lihidamos bo yisalak v'yecholus. The mitzvah of imitatio dei, of trying to imitate Hashem, be like him. V'hu amru, this is what the Gemara says, v'halachda b'drachav, you try to imitate God's ways. Uba b'feirish, and the Gemara explains, ma'akadosh baruch hu nikra chanun, afata chanun. Ma'akadosh baruch hu nikra rachum, afata hi rachum. Ma'akadosh baruch hu nikra chosid, afata hi chosid. Right? Very famous statement of Chazal, which the Rambam here is quoting. The idea of V'halachta B'drachav, or otherwise known as the Metatio Dei, we look at Hashem's midos, and we have to try to imitate those midos as well. That's in Chazal. But says Rav Volbi, don't be mistaken to think that this is only in the positive, that we have to try to get good midos. That is true. But part of the mitzvah is also freeing ourselves, purifying ourselves of bad midos. Ubemitzos lotase nitztavinu also. Lahasir min avshenu midas hagaiva, hanikima, jealousy, achzariyut, cruelty, sinna, hatred, etc. What's his source? Shari tshuvah Rabbeinu Yonah, shari gimel. So part of halachta bedrachav is not only imitating in a positive way Hashem's positive midos, but it's freeing us of those negative, right? Disentangling ourselves, freeing ourselves from the negative midos that Hashem doesn't have. Now here he has something very fascinating. There's an extended parenthesis here where Rav Volbi is quoting the introduction of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And I learned Chafetz Chaim inside many, many years ago. I have seen, every now and then in a shir or for preparing something, I'll take a piece here and there. But to go straight, I haven't learned in many, many years. But once upon a time, I must have learned this, even though I admit I don't remember it at all. But he points out that in the Hagdama to the Chafetz Chaim, it says, Al yifla be'enei hakorei shekol ha-sefer shehu miyusad al ikri halacha lama ani mevi mekama mekamos rayos mi-sefer shari-tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yona shu-mechal sefer ha-musar. It's tremendous self-awareness by the Chafetz Chaim. Now, first of all, he's doing two things in this one sentence. I'll digress for a minute. One, which is something that has been pointed out by many, even academics, when they study, what exactly was the Chafetz Chaim's revolution with Shmiras HaLashon? He was just a malakate. He was able to, you know, he was able to grab a lot of Gemaras and Midrashim and put them all in one book. Maybe that's not nothing. To be the first person to do something like that in a field is not nothing at all. But more than that, Rav Chafetz Chaim, and I had forgotten, he's explicit about this in his introduction. He was trying to show that Shmiras HaLashon isn't just, you know, mussar. He's pointing out, it's a big theme of the book, about how it's halacha too. Right? Very often, you know, unless we are sure we're, you know, Rabbi, just tell me, is it asur or mutter? Don't tell me it's the right thing to do. Tell me if it's asur or mutter. So the Chafetz Chaim was trying to explain that speaking Lashon Hara is not just the wrong thing to do. It's asur. So he asks on himself, well, if the whole purpose of this book is to be a halachic sefer, so how come I'm so often quoting the sefer as an earlier source, Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah, which is a mussar sefer? So he answers, and he points out that Rabbeinu Yonah did the same thing. Ki be'emet nira le'inayim lizmonein heitei b'ma'amarav hakadoshim b'kama mekamos shishamar v'diktek es devarav shol yetzei megeder adin. Yes, Rabbeinu Yonah embellished, and he elaborated into the magnum opus that he created, the famous work of Shari Tshuva. But every one of his, even his more extended Musar points, says Chafetz Chaim, if you look carefully, you read the Sefer well, they're all miyusa, they're all based on halachic points. So totally, it's a tangent. It's fascinating that Rav Albi felt the need. It's fascinating that Chafetz Chaim felt the need to write this in his introduction. It's fascinating that Rav Albi needed to quote it. So it's a tangent of a tangent. But obviously, they both found it interesting enough to point out, so we mentioned it as well. So you shouldn't accuse me, says Rav Albi, of, you know, who am I to just, you know, dip my toe into the waters of Rabbeinu Yonah, and I'm going to compare that to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs? The answer is no. As the Chafetz Chaim already told us, the Rabbeinu Yonah is also a halacha sefer, not just a Musar sefer. Now we go to we're almost at the end. He says, Kolomar, what's the upshot? Lo rak maisim hanovim mimidos elu asra Torah. Right? You might think, what's the problem? Not being a baal of jealousy. But if I'm jealous of my neighbor, then who knows what I'm going to do to him or what I'm going to even do. I'll cut corners in business. I'll be a little honest on my taxes because I'm jealous of my neighbor's car, so I won't have the same car. Right? That's not really an Israel thing. Maybe that's not the best example. But I heard my neighbor recently put in a new kitchen, or my neighbor, recently went to, on vacation, or they bought a tzimmer, whatever it is that people get jealous of in Israel. People are jealous in Israel too of things. We're not free of jealousy. Just it's a different sug than in America. So you might have thought that's what's usser. Because I'm jealous, therefore I'm going to do X or Y, which is wrong. But not the jealousy per se. So says Robbie, that's what we're trying to show here. That's wrong. That's a mistake. Of course, if you cut corners and are dishonest, are mean, let alone steal because of your jealousy, those are all adding insult to injury. But the original crime is the jealousy in and of itself, even if it led to no misbehavior. Just being a jealous person is problematic. Ella es hamida atzma hi mitzvah la'akor min halev. The positive midos, it's a mitzvah per se to acquire. The negative mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah per se to rid ourselves of. Kemoshel histapka litzavos al maisi chesed v'hatava, just like in the positive, it's not just doing chesed. Ela mitzvah lihidamot, but mida atzma ela borei. As I mentioned before, liot, not just lasot, not just to do, but to be. Parentheses, he gives an example. Kasher gomlim chesed im adam, v'ein kavana b'zeh, ela lekiyam mitzvahs atrecha kamocha bilvad, adayin ein zos halicha b'drachov. This is a very, very important point, right? Imagine a person, you know, you're Nebuchadnezzar, you're suffering something terrible, Nebuch. Your neighbor notices, and he comes over to help. But right before he comes over to help, he stops, one second, and he mukhan amazuman lakayim mitzvah atrecha kamocha. It's popping day in the air out of that balloon, right? He's turned you, if I'm not mistaken, I think this was a, either, I think this was a, Rav Fran said this to me once. He was either quoting Rav Weinberg or Rav Ruderman. I think it would have been Rav Weinberg. He says, "Don't turn me into your esrog."
Story with the Brisker Rav.
Was it from the Brisker Rav? Okay, I don't remember the origins of it. Maybe, but I remember it was from Rav Fran. He told it to me. He says, "I'm not your chefta shel mitzvah. If the only reason you're doing this to help me is because I'm like your esrog." Yeah, you've dehumanized me. But Rav Obi's point was not that you've dehumanized me, is that you've missed the whole point. I sometimes give as a mashal, the boy who, he's dating and he's not sure what he should do. He really has strong feelings for the girl. He's not sure. So he goes to speak to his rabbi, his mashkiach, his shura, whoever it is, his mentor, whoever. And they talk it through and, with a little reassurance from someone a little bit more knowledgeable than him, says, Taka, she is the right girl. So they make the date and they're walking, on the beach, on the boardwalk, wherever it is the people walk to go get engaged. And sunlit, the sun's going down, everything's good. And the moment is there, he's got the flowers and the chocolate, he even got the ring, and he says, I have to ask you something. My Rebbe said I should ask you to marry me. Right? You've ruined the whole thing. So that's what Rebbe is saying here. If the only reason you're doing the mitzvah to help the other person is because shteit v'haftarecha kamocha, you've missed the point. That's supposed to become second nature. It is also a mitzvah. That's good to know. We'll get points. But it's not enough to just help. That has to be part of who you are. V'chol mitzvos elo, that's just one example he says. But all of these interior mitzvos, v'chol v'salavavos, b'diyuk kamok mitzvos tefillin v'sar shatnez, otam chiyuvim, otam isurim. And now the only question is, how can we do it? So on the one hand, yes, they're halach, they're obligatory, but there's something deep inside there supposed to transform ourselves. Yesh lohosif od mitzvos havidu, and he adds, by the way, P.S., even though this is not usually talked about in this context, we should think about jealousy and all the examples he gave before, and love and kindness and all that kind of stuff. But don't forget another mitzvah which has this duality, tshuva itself. On the one hand, there are specific concrete obligations for how and what to do tshuva, including even when. Right, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a specific mitzvah to do tshuva dafka on Yom Kippur. On the other hand, tshuva is not just a mitzvah, but it's the thing that can be hovchim kmo ken ed ha'adam lishacher b'mahuto. And he refers to the Rambam, very famous language. Right? Tshuva is not just a mitzvah, but it's about changing who we are. Right? If a person just, look at all that, I did vidoy, I did, I said I feel bad, I said I won't do it again, can I move on now? You've missed the point. Right? Again, it's like reading off a script when you say sorry to your wife. Like, this is not going to work. Like, if you don't mean it, it's a shiloh whether when you do the wrong thing but had a good intentions, the thought is all that counts. That's a shiloh. It's not a shiloh in the other direction, that if you didn't have the thought, you did nothing. If you only had the thought, Ken Claren, maybe that's good enough. But if all you had is the card, or even it could be a lot more expensive than a card, but there's no feeling that going along with it, then you've missed the point. So that's true for all of these mitzvos as well, and that is on the one hand what makes them so exciting and I think powerful, but can also make them sometimes daunting and intimidating. And that's exactly why we have a chapter here to kind of remind ourselves and to give us chizuk that, again, bahadraka, step by step, each one on their level at their own pace. It's not always clear that we can hit the target, but we usually have to know what the target is. If you don't know the target, then we're for sure going to miss. So he's helping us paint the target, and now it's our job to try to go after it and do it. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.